We're here at Digital 2018, and I'm very happy to be joined by Dr. Paul Hammer from Biomez. And we're just going to have a quick chat to him about his company and about his marketing strategy moving forward. Great to have you with us. And so we'd just like to, would you just like to introduce your company to us?
Yeah, thank you, Edward. I'm happy also to be here. So we at Biomez, we are combining biotech and digital healthcare because we make microbiome analyzes. We analyze the microbes in and on your body with a self-testing kit called Intest Pro, where you can make a sample, and when you send back the sample to us, to our laboratories, we do the conversion from the biological DNA into the digital DNA, and then we can identify any microbe and quantify any microbe, and we can say, hey, you have the good one or you have the bad one. And then we can tell you, okay, anything is okay or not. And when it's not okay, we say, what's wrong? And then we can help you to get your gut flora again in a good balance, in this case, of a gut microbiome.
Fascinating. How do you explain the benefits of your product to your clients?
Actually, healthy gut flora, for example, has around 1,000 different microbes, really complex. And digitalization helps us to show in a nice, user-friendly way a lower complexity of the biology. So first, we create really complex data, the digital DNA data, then we make the software pipeline and the processing and the interpretation. And in the end, we need a user-friendly interface where the customer can work with, or also the therapeut or the doctor. So therefore, the digitalization is really important for us, and you can better also share your biological insights. We can track you. We are interactive in our dashboard. We chat with our customers and we ask them, hey, how do you feel? When was your last night when you drink more than 3 beers, for example? You have to see, hey, how is your lifestyle actually and how it's linked to your biological profile. And for that, digitalization is brilliant.
Excellent. And can I ask you, in terms of your marketing strategy and how you're again communicating to the wider outside of B2B technology as well, I imagine, what types of content have you found most effective?
Actually, it's depending on our target groups. We have two major target groups: one who is suffering under certain symptoms like blockage or, I don't know, food intolerance, such things, yeah. And then we have people who are fitness interested, who would like to be more performant, who would like to pump, who would like to know more much. And we talk to the one class, who are the health awareness, yeah, via online tools, online marketing, Facebook ads, Google ads, and such things, also SEO, yeah, we are working on that. And the target group who are suffering under specific symptoms, we can reach in B2B partners, stores like pharmacies, nutrition consultant, healers. And there we have other marketing activities than the online one. So we have to always to look who we would like to reach and what channels are the best for that.
Great. And can I ask you, just looking ahead, what are you looking to focus on for 2019 and onwards in terms of marketing strategy, etc.?
Yeah. We are at the moment trying to build up our offline B2B sales channel. And therefore, we are working with more traditional marketing products and services like fair trades or print media, which is lying in the pharmacy, for example, or which is lying in the doctor's waiting room. So the classical way. And for that, we are looking also for partners who bring us into these doctor stores, waiting stores, or in the pharmacies. And we are working, we try to find it. We work together also with agencies, communication agencies, which help us in these terms.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much indeed for talking to us, and you know, a really noble cause and noble projects that you're pursuing. So I wish you the best of success with the business.
Thank you very much. I hope the best also for you.
Bye. Thanks very much. Thanks.